When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, the New World Report, and we have a big surprise from a little country in Central America. Costa Rica holds a first round of an election. There will be a second round of the top two finishers. And the surprise is, against the trend of populist left in Central America and throughout Latin America, what we have here are two names associated with the past financial health of Costa Rica. It's a small country, very attractive to people to retire, 5 million people, and a new name associated with a former finance minister, Figueres and Chavez. Professor, Reuters is saying these election results were a surprise. Are they, that Costa Rica has voted against the trend so far?
Well, John, the big surprise was actually the second place finish of Rodrigo Chavez, which puts now Chavez against former Costa Rican President Jose Maria Figuera for the runoff, which will occur on April 3rd. Costa Rica's politics have long had somewhat stronger democratic roots than other parts of Central America. Costa Rica have often taken great pride in that tradition and in their relatively healthy institutions. Costa Rica has almost European politics for Central America. But yeah, in this particular case, it was widely believed that a woman with a PUSC, Lina Saborio, was going to get the second place slot. However, apparently between her activities in the last debate and other frustrations of Costa Ricans, she fell down the rung. And also the current administration, which is headed by the Citizens Actions Party, the PAC, because of frustration with high unemployment and poverty and performance on the COVID-19 response and a series of other things, the incumbent party was highly punished. And so you have this odd logic where it was a largely anti-incumbent party vote, and yet by surprise, the two that finished were traditional parties. Figueroa with the long important PLN, and Chavez, and as you pointed out, both are relatively conservative insofar as that both advocate for fiscal responsibility and both accept, at least in principle, the implementation of this very complex agreement that Costa Rica will have to do after the election with the International Monetary Fund.
Yes, we have a quote from Moody's Investor Service, Gabriel Torres. This result supports our stable rating outlook for Costa Rica, as both candidates have signaled their commitment to fiscal discipline. That's a rare note of praise throughout these elections that we've watched this last year. Does Costa Rica represent a trend? Or, as you say, are we dealing with a legacy of fiscal responsibility? And therefore, I note that it shares a long border with Nicaragua. That's why I'm asking this contrasting question. Is that a potential for financial instability, given that Nicaragua is now a failed state?
Well, Costa Rica, sadly, is probably the exception within Central America right now. Of course, in fairness, it's important to also mention the relatively competent and centrist government of Nitor Cortizo in neighboring Panama there to the south. But you're absolutely right also on the Costa Rican border with Nicaragua. Anytime that we've seen problems in Nicaragua, you see refugees coming across the border into Costa Rica. And of course, when we've had migrants flowing through the region from the Darien Gap, as we've talked about before, again, going across that Costa Rica-Nicaraguan border is one of the key areas. But certainly Costa Rica's commitment to institutionalization, as a matter of fact, although Costa Rica was the first country in the region, technically, in the current era, to flip from recognizing Taiwan to recognizing the PRC. It was interesting that it was one of the few countries where the Costa Ricans standing up for their own institutions pushed back on a number of different shenanigans by Chinese companies there. In one case, with the refinery called Recope. In one case, with some shenanigans on a highway project called Route 32, among other things. And so the Costa Ricans have certainly benefited from their strong institutions and democratic traditions, even though they are, like many others, relatively besieged by economic and other issues right now.
Are they the target of remarks by Ortega or Murillo? Is there bad words between the capitals?
Well, in the past, the Costa Ricans have traditionally looked with a lot of concern about Nicaragua. There was a border dispute, a longstanding dispute on the San Juan River that separates them, including for a time there were Nicaraguan troops that actually occupied a small island that was part of that dispute. And so anytime the Nicaraguans, the Sandinistas, do something like when they acquired Russian T-72 tanks a couple of years ago, the Costa Ricans look with a certain amount of alarm. The Ortegas have generally not, so to speak, talked trash too much about the Costa Ricans, but certainly Costa Rica looks with alarm at developments in Nicaragua.
Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, he's the Latin American research professor. We've touched on Nicaragua because that's one of the states in the New World that is non-transparent but suspect as being a client state of adversaries of the United States, Moscow. So we're going to turn to Moscow in the New World, and China's never far away. When we come back, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.